The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We're about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Welcome to the pregame show for Game 3 of this six-game series between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Lynchburg Hillcats. We're live here from the Bank of the James Stadium in the Hill City on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. I'm Connor Young, and we have a lot planned for you this evening on the pregame show, so let's get right to it. Game number one started off just about as well as you could have hoped for the Cats. They led by 5 runs in the 7th inning. However, the Pelicans, their bullpen took over, and the Hillcats' arms down the stretch faltered. Myrtle Beach pushed things to extra innings, where they struck for 2 runs in the top of the 10th. The Hillcats not able to respond, and game one went to the visiting Pelicans. It felt like, as that game continued down the stretch, it was the Pelicans' game to win, as the Hillcats could not wake up the bats down the stretch, and the Pelicans came out on top. Game two, not better for Lynchburg. The Hillcats' offense was just about helpless after a great 4-inning start from Nick Dean. All the Cats' bats were able to manage were a measly 2 runs. On the other end, Myrtle Beach popped for 8 runs alone in the 6th inning, as they would beat Lynchburg by a final of 15-2. The strength of this Lynchburg team is their lineup. However, through the first 2 games of this series, you wouldn't really know it if you were watching or just looked at the box score postgame. If anything, the Pelicans hitters have looked like the better group so far this series. In both games 1 and in game 2, the Pelicans struck for multiple home runs. The long ball really has snake-bitten the Hillcats so far this series. Luckily for Lynchburg, they have exactly what the doctor ordered when it comes to settling down a hot Myrtle Beach order, and that is Tugboat Matt Wilkinson. The Tugboat, he's been far and away the Hillcats' best starter as we preview both of our starting pitchers for the Hillcats and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. For the Hillcats, Matt Wilkinson, his numbers are impeccable coming into this Thursday afternoon. 1-0 record, ERA of just 0.61, team-leading 26 strikeouts in a minuscule 0.125 batting average against. And oh yeah, he doesn't walk anyone either. He has issued just 5 free passes and over 14 innings pitched so far this season. Let me tell you what, if you have not seen Matt Wilkinson pitch in the Carolina League this season, you're in for quite a treat on this Thursday afternoon. Matt Wilkinson has looked dominant for Lynchburg in every time out. For Myrtle Beach, it'll be Luis Rujano, who has made just 1 appearance so far this season. That did not go his way. He pitched 2 1/3 innings where he allowed 2 hits, 1 walk for a total of 2 earned runs. He did strike out 5 though, so when he was getting out, it was via the strikeout more times than not. Rujano, he holds a 5-pitch mix, fastball, sinker, slider, curve, and change. And he's looking to continue to change the reputation for this group of starters in Myrtle Beach as they continue to prove in Lynchburg they are a whole lot better than we thought they were heading into this series. Some numbers for context. Heading into this series, they had the 2nd worst ERA in the minor league baseball at 6.44. Not in the Carolina League, not in the Carolina League South. In all of minor league baseball, they had the 2nd worst ERA. So far, their arms have had all the answers for the Lynchburg Hillcats. But let's take a look around the Carolina League on this Wednesday evening. Unlike yesterday, no early starts. 4 different games are slated for a 6:30 start time, including our matchup here in Lynchburg. Carolina will host Salem once again as they look for back-to-back wins over the Sox. Charleston and Kannapolis, the team will be hosting right back here at the Bank of the James Stadium in the Ballers. They'll be squaring off in Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Ballers lead that series 2-0 over Charleston. The Wood Ducks, they're getting set for their 3rd pairing against the Woodpeckers in Fayetteville. And then the remaining 2 Carolina League matchups tonight still have a while before the first pitches will be thrown, as Fredericksburg and Delmarva, as well as Augusta and Columbia, both will start at 7:05 p.m. sharp Eastern Time. We will check back in on all the Carolina League action at the top of the 4th inning for the Carolina League scoreboard as always, but not before we take a look at the Carolina League standings. In the North, Carolina, they've got a vice grip on the North Division. They still are on top, now with their record improving to 14-3 so far in 2024. Fredericksburg, 11-6. We saw them most recently here at the Bank of the James Stadium as Lynchburg split the series 3-3 with the Fred Nats. Right above the Lynchburg Hillcats at 9-7, Down East Wood Ducks, and then Lynchburg in the four spot, 8-9, six games out of first place, the Carolina Mudcats outpacing even the second-place team in Fredericksburg by three games. Salem, they're behind the Hillcats, 6-11, eight games out of first, and Delmarva rounds up the North Division with a record of 2-14. In the South, Columbia, 11-5, sit atop. Right behind him, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 10-7, just a game and a half out of first place. Kannapolis, the team we'll be expecting next right back here in Lynchburg after this series against the Pelicans conclude. They're at 9-7, two games out of first. Augusta behind them at 7-10. And Charleston and Myrtle Beach, both at 6-10 in the South Division. So Delmarva, the worst record in the Carolina League at 2-14. However, in the South, Charleston and Myrtle Beach, both in the basement. However, six games for both teams, and for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here in Lynchburg, they're on a three-game win streak looking to make it four. Let's take a look at how Jordan Smith has set the batting order today for Lynchburg. Christian Napcek, he'll be making his third start of the series, this time leading off. Ralphie Velasquez makes his way back into the lineup after getting a rest day on Tuesday, and I'll tell you what, this Lynchburg offense sure missed him. Jason Churio will bat third, still looking for his first hit of the series. And now in the fourth spot, Juan Benjamin drove in a run on Tuesday. Just one of two Hillcats who were able to say that for themselves. And he'll bat fifth. Robert Lopez into the game as the backstop. He'll bat sixth. Tommy Hawk works his way into the lineup as well, batting right behind Lopez in seventh spot. Batting eighth will be Durango. And rounding things up once again, Jose Pastrano batting ninth. The 6-10 Pelicans, they'll have a new Hernandez brother leading off. This time Christian, no Alexis Hernandez in the starting lineup today for Buddy Bailey. Reginald Preciado behind him, and batting third, Jacob Wetzel in the four spot, Andy Garalia. And Alfonso Rosario making his series debut, he bats fifth. Inning six will be Paciola, behind him Espinoza. Carter Trice slots in at eighth behind the plate this time today. He played first on Tuesday and went yard as well. One of two Pelicans to leave the ballpark last game. Drew Bowser, one of the few Pelicans who have not had a great trip down to the city of Seven Hills, will be back in the lineup for Myrtle Beach, this time batting ninth. When we come back, we're going to listen in on an interview with Lynchburg reliever Jack Jasiak as he sat down to speak with me about his baseball journey and so much more. Interview with Jack Jasiak coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
I'm a Jack Jasiak of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Jack, what's one time, or has there been a time, where you had some adversity that you needed to go through to get to this point, whether that's an injury, maybe you went on a slump or something like that?
Yeah, so in college, I had a shoulder issue.
Yeah.
partially tore some of my subscap and had some ligament damage in there. So I ended up my junior year, pitched half a season and then sat the rest of the season because I literally couldn't lift my arm above my head. Mm. And, I mean, the doctors told me that, you know, you might not ever throw a baseball again.
Wow.
And it was tough. It was tough to hear. And rehabbed it for the rest of the season. And then the Guardians drafted me. And
yeah.
It's been great ever since. You know, haven't had problems with it. And, you know, it's definitely one thing where in that moment and throughout that process of not throwing, like, I was, like, shocked the whole mm-hmm. time until I started throwing again. And,
yeah.
And even then, like, it was still struggle throwing because, you know, working out those muscles again that you're not used to mm-hmm. from sitting around for 3 months, and it's definitely been a huge part to where I'm at today.
Yeah, obviously that's a baseball player's worst nightmare, right? But for you to be able to go through that and then come out the other end and look where you are now, I mean, that's going to be huge for you, for your confidence and the fact that you're able to work through that adversity like that.
Yeah, it was tough. It's a tough struggle that hopefully, that I wish that no one ever has to go through, but in our sports and, you know, there's high probability that,
yeah.
you know, lots of injuries, especially with your arm and your shoulder being a pitcher.
For sure. For you personally and for the team as well, what are some of your main goals for 2024 here in Lynchburg?
I mean, I think everyone's goal here is to move on to the next level.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, if everyone sticks to that goal of moving on to the next level, we should win a lot of games here. And winning's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our goal. Your goal is to win. Our goal is to go on to the next level. And, you know, those are the two goals that I think everyone has in this room.
Awesome. Last question. First impressions of Lynchburg. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I was here last year. Yeah. And, you know, just a small town.
Yeah.
Know, Liberty's right here. And it's nice. It's a nice spot to be.
That was Hillcats reliever Jack Jasiak. Who knows, we might see him today, but if Matt Wilkinson continues the pace he set for himself early on in the season, we're not going to see any Hillcat reliever anytime before the fourth inning at the earliest, as Wilkinson has been, for my money, the best starter in the Carolina League this season. You've got a treat coming up as he's going to be taking the mound. We'll see him in just a moment, as Jason Prill and myself will be joining you on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network in Bally Live to see the Hillcats take the field, the national anthem, and then the first pitch from the Bank of the James right around the corner.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The following is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. A lot has changed about the Lynchburg Hillcats over the last 30 years. Four different affiliates, two different color schemes and mascots, and five championship titles.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Dozens of major leaguers have come through the Hill City.
It's my pleasure to present the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP Award to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians.
But as the city of Lynchburg celebrates the 30th anniversary of Hillcats baseball, it's safe to say that the best is yet to come.
The Hillcat hero! Left field, that's going to drop. Base hit! Lynchburg does it again! The Cardiac Cats!
Way out of Barrian. Comes home! Tag! Yes!
Hashtag Purdy 30.
The third runner being waved around. He will score! Bases clearing double.
A two out, two run home run to break the tie in the eighth. Leaping, diving grab by Jose Devers.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. Here's the voice of the Hillcats,
Jason Brill.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans square off for game number three of this six-game series. Jason Prill alongside of you. Connor Young as well, bringing you all the action here this evening on what is another beautiful night in Lynchburg. We have been blessed with great weather this entire week, haven't we, Connor?
I was just about to say, we've been spoiled, and it looks like we're going to continue to be having some favorable weather for baseball here in Lynchburg. The Hillcats hoping for their best game of the series. It has not been pretty for the Cats so far, but hey, Matt Wilkinson on the mound, definitely putting their best foot forward. Excited to see Matt Wilkinson here at the Bank of the James Stadium once again.
Wilkinson, he is out of the Central Arizona College. I don't know where to go with that one, but it's a small school, Arizona. He's from Canada. He's making his way over to the East Coast, but the transition hasn't really been that difficult for him.
No, it hasn't, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He has that small school type vibe to him where he feels like he has something to prove, and boy, has he proven a lot in a short time with the Lynchburg Hillcats, and I know this Lynchburg crowd excited to see him take the rubber here in Game 3.
Wilkinson, 6'1", 265, according to his college bio. He's slimmed down just a little bit since then, but he goes by the nickname Tugboat. He loves that nickname. It is special to him. He has really endeared himself to that nickname, and even on social media, they've tagged this Tugboat Thursday.
I love it.
So I expect to hear lots of boat horns coming throughout the ballpark for every strikeout we get from him. I'm really excited to see him pitch. I haven't had the opportunity just yet. But right now, let's toss it down to Steve Stilwell to meet the defense and the national anthem.
Right fielder, number 23, Luis Durango. In center field, number 8, Jason Chirio. Left field tonight, number 5, Tommy Hawks. At first base, number 24, Ralphie Velasquez. At second base, number 10, Christian Knapchak. At shortstop, number 7, Angel Hanau. At third base tonight, number 1, Jose Pastrano. Doing the catching for your Hillcats tonight, number 12, Robert Lopez. The designated hitter, number 2, Juan Benjamin. And on the mound for your Hillcats, number 25, Matt Wilkinson. All right, fans, at this time we'd ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Time for baseball here in Lynchburg. Matt Wilkinson on the mound for the Hillcats tonight. Wilkinson has arguably been the best pitcher, not just for the Hillcats, but in the entire Carolina League as well, as he has been dominant. The strike thrower lefty will attempt to do his best to get Lynchburg back on track. You want to take us through the numbers on Wilkinson, Connor?
Absolutely. Wilkinson has just looked levels above his competition so far this season. He's not only at the top of the leaderboard for several of the Hillcats team statistics, Jason, but near the top of the Carolina League leaderboards as well. Second in ERA for qualified pitchers, second in strikeouts, fourth lowest batting average in the Carolina League. The stats have been phenomenal for Tugboat, and he has been phenomenal this season for Lynchburg. He couldn't be due up on the mound at a better time either. For the slightly struggling Hillcats, he's exactly what the doctor ordered, as they certainly need someone to turn him around, right the ship, right the tugboat, you could say, and he's the guy for it.
You could say that indeed. I'm not sure what the conversation unfolding between manager Buddy Bailey and the first base umpire Derek Pacheco was just moments ago, but obviously Buddy Bailey not happy with something before the game even starts. We'll keep our eye on that, but his lineup, how does that look tonight?
Yeah, the lineup for Buddy Bailey, Christian Hernandez at short. Different Hernandez brother leading off. We'll have no Alexis Hernandez today, as Christian Hernandez will be manning shortstop. Behind him, Preciado at second. Wetzel DHing and batting third. Fourth, Gariola. He went 1-for-5 yesterday. Making his debut in the series will be Rosario in center field, batting fifth. Paciola plays at third and bats six, Espinoza behind him, Trice behind him. Trice played first yesterday. Today he'll do the catching. He went yard on Wednesday, and Drew Bowser back in the lineup playing first base. He had the day off yesterday, but did man first in the series opener.
Well, the ever dangerous Christian Hernandez will lead things off for Myrtle Beach here tonight as we get things started from Bank of the James Stadium. Tugboat toes the rubber, kicks and delivers. A first pitch that misses just out wide at 91 miles an hour for ball one. 66 degrees at first pitch. 6:31, the official start time. Lefty goes in the same spot, but gets him to swing through at 1-1. The wind slightly blowing out toward left field. Blue skies up above. We mentioned partly cloudy, but the clouds, very thin clouds, nothing too thick, as we already have a delay in the action from a ball loose in right center field. I think that came all the way from the Myrtle Beach bullpen, as somebody getting loose gave a little bit too much of a chuck.
Wilkinson, he's going to sit, like we saw in the first two fastballs, or the first fastball, rather, around the 90s. He'll work up to 91, 92 at most. You'll see him mainly sit around 89, 90, but for him, it's just control. He knows where he's throwing it. He's got a great command of the strike zone. Makes him a very difficult pitcher to line up.
Well, he's ahead in the count, 1-2. As Tugboat on the season, already 26 strikeouts. He's second in the Carolina League coming into today in that number. The 1-2 delivery. Got him! Pain in the corner. Tugboat with a little slide step off the mound as he rings up Hernandez for the first strikeout of the ballgame.
Great first at-bat for Wilkinson. He works outside the whole AB to put him away. He goes down the other end. Fastball's on the black every single pitch. Tugboat Wilkinson showing once again his type of baseball. This is how he likes to play. He's going to command the zone with that fastball, make you prove that you can hit it before he works to his other stuff.
Well, no break now as Reginald Preciado digs in and takes a call and strike. Preciado, he's batting .344, no home runs, 7 RBIs with an OPS of .755. So you go from one .350-esque hitter to another in this lineup. The 0-1, got him for strike two. 92, a lot of fastballs here in the early going for the lefty from Vancouver, Canada. He's taken in the 10th round of last year's draft. Wilkinson kicks and delivers. Got him! Back-to-back strikeouts, two down here in the first inning, and it's shaping up like a first inning that we've seen the past two nights, where the starting pitcher for the Hillcats struck out the side. He's one strikeout away from matching that here.
He'll be met by Wetzel. He went 1-for-5 yesterday with a triple, his fourth, which leads the Carolina League for context. In second place is Wilfredo Antunez with two, so he doubles that up for the first place spot. He's got a lot of speed, good contact bat, can drive it to all fields. He'll be batting third, but Wilkinson, he's not going to stop with the heaters. That's another one.
Have we even seen something off speed yet?
No, it's been all heaters.
The 0-1 from Wilkinson. Went with the heater again, strike two. He is not messing around here early, just pounding the zone with strikeouts. The left-hander shakes off the sign. He wants the fastball again, I bet. The two-strike pitch. He went right back to it. Wetzel able to foul it off to stay alive.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with Wilkinson. First time through the lineup, he's going to make you prove that you can hit the fastball.
Let's see if he tries to switch things up here. Wilkinson leans in, rocks, kicks, and fires. The two-strike pitch got him. A 1-2-3 first for Tugboat. Absolutely a menace on the mound with that fastball as he paints the corner again to end the frame. We head to the bottom half of the first here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Well, Tugboat did his thing in the top half of the first inning. In the bottom half of the first, it'll be Luis Rujano. For Myrtle Beach, you want to take us through the numbers, Connor?
Yeah, Rujano, 13th round pick of the Chicago Cubs in 2022. He spent 2023 last season in Myrtle Beach. He held an ERA of the low fours in several games started. So far this season, not too much to go on. Just one short relief appearance. His stats aren't in the best place, but it's a super small sample size to judge for Rujano. This should be the best look we're going to get, both us and the Pelicans themselves, at Rujano in 2024.
Christian Knapcheck to lead things off for Lynchburg. As he takes upstairs for ball one, Knapcheck. He had a three-hit night on Tuesday, struggled at the plate yesterday. Trying to rebound again, back in the leadoff spot after being in the number two hole yesterday. The 1-0, right at the knees, one ball, one strike. He's hitting .240, a home run, four RBIs. The 1-1 from Rujano. Popped up, shallow left. Gariola will settle underneath it and make the grab. Now let's meet the defense for the Pelicans.
Pelicans will line up as follows. In the outfield, Gariola at left. You saw him make the play. Rosario in center. Espinoza in right. On the clay, Paciola in the hot corner. Hernandez at short. Preciado will take over at second for Christian Hernandez. Bowser will be at first doing the catching. Caleb Trice, Luis Rujano on the mound.
That'll bring up Ralphie Velasquez back in the two-hole tonight. As the first pitch to him is cut on and missed for strike one. Velasquez batting .352, four home runs, 17 RBIs. He is the league leader in home runs at this point in the season. The 0-1, missing wide, one ball, one strike. Velasquez missed last night's ball game. He was feeling a bit under the weather. Nothing to worry about, though. Back in the lineup today. Here's the 1-1. Tried to square one up, but punched it right back to the screen. Nobody aboard, one down, scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning. Rujano works fastball, sinker, slider, curveball, changeup. The 1-2. He went breaking ball there up high, and Velasquez, his eyes lit up, and he got on top of it, but bounced it straight back. Here's the 1-2. just missed off the inside edge as Velasquez backed out of the way. The 2-2. Velasquez still taking some healthy hacks. A good approach at the plate here, just fighting things off.
Yeah, the biggest thing for Velasquez that I want to see throughout his tenure here with the Hillcats and going forward, just show some more consistency in hitting the breaking ball. That's kind of been his weakness, and to see him battle off a good one, good to see from Ralphie.
The 2-2. Got him with the fastball. 94 miles an hour from Rujano as he sets down Ralphie for out number two. That'll bring up Jason Churio. Churio, he's been a little bit of a cold slump here, batting .271, two home runs, 10 RBIs. But coming into the series, he was up in the 330s. He's cooled off over the past couple nights. And he takes a pitch upstairs, a fastball at 94 for ball one.
The thing with Churio, Jason, you're right, he hasn't been as hot with the stick as he has been early in the season. He hasn't had a hit so far in two games. But even when he's not feeling his best at the plate, he lasers one right back at Rujano to retire him. He still gets on often. Because of his plate discipline, he's able to draw a lot of walks. But 1-2-3, go down the Cats. It's just like yesterday, breezing through the first inning.
We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Matt Wilkinson back out there for another frame as he went 1-2-3 through the first inning, pounding the Pelicans with fastballs as he just attacked the zone over and over and over again. It'll be Gariola, Rosario, and Passiola. The three due up for Myrtle Beach as they're going to look to have some more success than they had in that first frame, which they could barely even make contact at times.
Yeah, Wilkinson breezing through the top half of the first. Gariola, his three home runs, good for second in the Carolina League. His 19 RBIs, good for second as well.
He takes a first pitch strike on that inside edge. Gustavo Garza behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. He gave that edge a lot to the pitchers on Tuesday night. Derek Pacheco out in the field is your umpire tandem. As that misses down and away, one ball, one strike.
First off speed we've seen from Wilkinson. That one coming in at 83, just misses the outside half.
Wilkinson rocks, kicks, and delivers. Popped up, out of play, first base side. We'll try it at 1-2. Wilkinson does not mess around. He is flirting with the strike zone on every single pitch, and that was the story about him coming into the season, was he just threw strikes. He doesn't mess around. The 1-2. Got him. Four straight strikeouts to open up the ball game for Wilkinson. Two looking, two swinging, as Alphonson Rosario will take his first cuts of the season for Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, we were talking about it, Jason, after the top of that first. He just goes up there, and like you said, throws strikes. He makes it look easy, just effortless on the mound from Wilkinson, pelting the zone, and Pelicans so far, much like every team he's faced, not having much success against it.
Well, he went with a hard slider there and had Rosario off balance. The left-hander breaks another one into the zone for strike two. Wilkinson ahead in the count, 0-2. Here's the pitch. He went upstairs, tried to get him to chase with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball and two strikes. Wilkinson, his ERA now down below .6. He's been electric. The 1-2 on its way from Tugboat. Blew it right by him. Boy, strut your stuff, Tugboat. Two down and five Ks for the big lefty.
It's a clinic. It's a pitching clinic here at the Bank of the James Stadium. That's five straight for the Tugboat. We talked about him in the first inning. Didn't throw anything but a fastball. We haven't seen them behind in a count yet.
Yeah, he has been playing from in front, and that's something that Lynchburg has struggled with this season. As soon as you say that, he fires a ball in there for ball one.
Of course.
The announcer's jinx strikes again. Wilkinson rocks and fires. Another strike. Wasn't behind in the count for long. Since 1-1. We got to figure out where the nickname Tugboat originated from. We haven't had a chance to talk with him yet on that kind of a level. As that misses out wide, two balls and a strike.
Very fitting of the person that is Matt Wilkinson, and he embraces it, like you said earlier.
He's just a lighthearted guy. Likes to laugh, likes to have fun. Mild-mannered, the 2-1. Finds the zone there, two balls and two strikes. Passiola, not a fan. Passiola hitting .232, a home run, three RBIs. That home run came yesterday. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, my! Six Ks through six batters for Tugboat. He tugs him right back to the dugout. 1-2-3 go the Pelicans in the second. We head to the bottom half of the frame here in Lynchburg.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It's been a pitching clinic for Matt Wilkinson in the first two frames. Can Luis Rujano match him? He went 1-2-3 through the first inning. He'll face Hanau, Benjamin, and Lopez here in the bottom half of the frame. Hanau batting .317, two home runs, 14 RBIs. As he chops it over toward third, an easy play for Passiola. As he's retired for out number one.
In both games so far, Jason, innings one and two on the pitching side for the Hillcats have gone to plan. It's just the offense has taken forever to wake up. Now, they did have the big six-run inning in game one, but especially in game two, took a long time for the bats to wake up. Love to see some production at the plate earlier here in game three.
Benjamin tries to go opposite field, but a little bit too wide of the foul pole for strike one. Lynchburg other than really one inning in this series, they've been held at bay. They scored 6 runs in the third inning on Tuesday night. But otherwise, they have not been able to really string anything together. That one goes opposite field again. Gariola on the run, makes the grab in fair territory. 2 down. Right idea, wrong execution.
And it's so interesting because we've talked about this already. The Pelicans currently still, even after their domination of Lynchburg these last couple of games, especially game two, they still have the second highest ERA in minor league baseball at 6.44. So coming into this series, they was like, okay, that's the weakness. We have a great lineup. Let's attack it. And it's been just completely flipped on its head so far.
Sometimes you can fall into the struggle of pressing a little bit too much when you see those numbers, especially early in the season. They don't mean too much.
Yeah.
The only one that I read into going into this series as, okay, this is a telltale sign of maybe some poor pitching, is how many wild pitches they've had, which also leads all of minor league baseball. I think they're at 44 or 45 at this point in time, as that misses out wide for ball two. But the ERA at this point, the numbers get so affected by just a small inning or two of action. Nobody's pitched more than 10 innings in the season yet, and so all these ERAs are inflated. 2-1 now on Lopez. That's the danger of relying on numbers this early in the season and why nobody gets called down, cut, or sent down at this point in the year. The 2-1 on the outside corner, a strike, 2-2. Apart from, of course, Encarnacion for Myrtle Beach, who was sent down the other day when Alphonsen Rosario was added to the roster. I don't know the situation there. Could have just been one. He was a roster filler as Rosario got healthy. 2-2. Nice breaking ball there from Rujano. Retires Lopez, and we've got dueling 1-2-3 innings for both of these pitchers. We head to the third, still scoreless in the Hill City on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the game center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
There's no better family activity in Lynchburg than the Lynchburg Hillcats. Join us April 23rd through the 28th as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans come to town. We'll have a jam-packed, family-friendly weekend as we'll have our first Kids Club game on Friday featuring a youth design t-shirt giveaway. Have a kid a part of a youth baseball or softball league? Join us on Saturday for our Youth League night as we celebrate baseball in the next generation with another fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Tugboat with 6 strikeouts through 2 innings of play. Jason Prill here with you alongside Connor Young on this beautiful Thursday evening. Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. The crowd's slowly starting to make their way in on this Thursday night. Hoping that we can get a few more in the ballpark here this evening. But we're gearing up for Saturday. Saturday is going to be a big night here at Bank of the James Stadium. You heard it during that commercial break. It's Youth League night. Already over 2,200 tickets sold, but there's still plenty available. We're trying to pack out the park in April for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Catch Ralphie Velasquez and all of your favorite Hillcats this Saturday. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Lionel Espinosa bunts one back to the screen, trying to end the run of strikeouts by Wilkinson, but he was undeterred as he went with the fastball again up in the zone, and Espinosa couldn't do anything about it.
Yesterday, Jason, it was the bottom of the lineup for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans that really bit the Hillcats. You know, Espinosa, he went 3-for-5 behind him. Trice, we'll see him next, 2-for-5 with a home run. So it's a deep lineup, and sometimes it is seeing the starter, that is, for a couple innings to get your feet under you and establish a plan. We'll see if they have the same success against Wilkinson.
Well, he's up 0-2 on Espinosa, who disagreed with that last one, and now there's chirping coming from the Myrtle Beach dugout as they weren't a fan of where that last strike was called.
Can't say I disagree with him, as it was down and in, but that's where Garza has framed it. The two-strike pitch. Got him again! Seven straight to open up the ball game. Tugboat having himself a night.
So far in the season, his best is 9 in one game. Now we're two away from that through 2 1/3 inning. That's seven straight. Matt Wilkinson, what are you doing?
We can hear the tugboats echoing throughout the stadium right now. As you can feel the home crowd. It's a little bit small right now, but they're getting into it. Carter Trice takes down and in for ball one. Boy, Matt Wilkinson. I don't know if you can look much sharper than he's looked in the first couple innings of this ball game. Seven strikeouts. The 1-0. Popped up right field side. Durango giving it a look along with Velasquez in foul ground. Velasquez will leap with plenty of space to make the grab for out number two. First time it's not a strikeout for Tugboat.
Not sure what Velasquez is jumping for over on the foul side, but he got it. He came down with it.
Jumping for joy.
There you go.
Drew Bowser will step in. Well, the string of strikeouts ends at 7 to open up the ball game. As Matt Wilkinson has pitched lights out so far. Bowser batting .075. He takes down and in for ball one. That looked like the same spot that Myrtle Beach was complaining about a strike earlier in this inning. But the Hillcats were complaining about that same call on Tuesday night, so it balances out. 1-0 fouled away, one ball, one strike.
Gustavo Garza already has shown that he does have a wider zone, and with Matt Wilkinson on the mound, that's not a good recipe for the Pelicans. He'll take advantage of that on either end.
The 1-1. 1-2.
Bowser also striking out three times, I believe, on Tuesday.
Does he have another one here to wrap up the third? The 1-2. Fired it a little bit above the belt. Two balls, two strikes.
It's a good miss, though. That's a miss with intention. Either trying to get him swinging or maybe take advantage of that wider zone. That's the thing with Wilkinson. Even on the ones he misses, there's a plan every pitch.
The 2-2. Dribbled up the first baseline, but that'll drift foul. We'll try it again at two balls and two strikes. Wilkinson, this might be the longest at-bat we've seen from him tonight, as he's been efficient and effective in the early going. Two down, top of the third inning, scoreless ball game here in Lynchburg. Tugboat, the left-hander, looks in, a long pause. Now he fires. Here it comes. The hateful eight, his eighth strikeout of the evening. He's faced nine batters. Eight of them have been retired straight to the dugout via the K. We head to the bottom half of the third inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Well, the Hillcats pitching has done their job through three innings. Can the Hillcats hitters flip the script here in a scoreless ball game? It'll be Hawk, Durango, and Pastrano, the three due up for Lynchburg, as Tommy Hawk getting instruction from the home plate umpire. Looks like the pitcher may have come set a little bit too early there. Right-hander fires it in at the knees for a call and strike 0-1. You know, I think they may have moved a little bit too quickly in that half inning, and that may be part of what was the problem there. They're supposed to let the clock dip under a certain number before they start play. That's strike two on Tommy Hawk. I don't remember exactly what that number is, but they're supposed to give the broadcast enough time to get back from break. Missing wide, one ball and two strikes. Sometimes they forget about us up here.
Might have been the yeah, they definitely were moving quickly. We've been moving quickly through this game, I mean, due to these two arms.
That's the last thing you say in these situations, Connor. You just jinxed it. 2-2.
Now we're going to be here all night.
On Tommy Hawk. We'll be here till 3 o'clock in the morning, now that you've said that. The 2-2 from Rujano is fouled back to the screen, and Hawk putting up a good AB. Hawk hitting 293. The right-hander sets and fires, and it's grounded past the third base bag, just over top of it, and into left field. Hawk around first. He'll cruise into second with a stand-up leadoff double.
I don't know how that ball stayed fair, but it did. It cut right over the third base bag. Tommy Hawk goes the other way, uses the speed just like that. We got a runner in scoring position in our first hit of the game.
And it'll be Luis Durango. Durango's had a pretty solid start to the season. No limited action. He's hitting 303 with five RBIs. An RBI opportunity here if he can put one in play. He fouls it away. First strike one.
Earlier this season when the Hillcats went out to their disastrous 0-5 start, no one was hitting except for Durango. Now, since the team's had some more success, he's been cooling down a little bit. And like you said, he's been getting playing time sparingly from Jordan Smith. But
runner breaks for third, and the pitch is low, and the throw down not in time as Hawk swipes third base. Stolen base for Tommy Hawk on the season. That is his fifth.
Lynchburg, they've been running more and more as of late. They've got the roster to do it. You got to be careful when Tommy Hawk's on the base path to make sure you're covering. He will go at any time.
The 1-1. Fouled away, left field side, and out of play. 1-2. Durango, now all he has to do is really hit one on the ground, and they should be able to bring that first runner home from third. Pelicans willing to trade the out for the run. The defense pulled back. The 1-2. Ground ball over towards short. Backhanded play by Hernandez across the diamond. Not even close. Durango too quick, and the first run of the game goes to the Hillcats as they strike first here in the third inning.
That last stolen base from Tommy Hawk now gives Lynchburg a tie for first place in the Carolina League with stolen bases with 46. Durango, he's a guy. He'll go as well. He'll certainly take a base if it works out, and he gets the call from Jordan Smith. There you go. First run of the game. RBI single for Luis Durango.
Jose Pastrano will step in. Pastrano, he's hitting 190 on the season. They throw it away at first base. Durango, that's not the guy you want to mess with. He's going to round second. He's digging for three. The throw across the diamond, that's going to be offline, and Durango goes in standing. He never broke stride. First to third on the pickoff air. And Durango now 90 feet away, and that's disastrous for Rujano. And a great heads-up job there by Durango. But if you notice right away, Erlen Cerda, yep, the first base coach, as soon as that ball got passed, he was saying, get up, go, go, go. And that realization and the quick response from him is what helped Durango have the attitude of, I'm just going to keep running until I get told to stop. And he didn't even have to slide at third. That's how quick he is.
Yeah, Cerda pretty much grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and punted him to second base. He was very emphatically urging him to take the extra base, and he took two.
Infield now pulled in as Pastrano fights it off to the screen. One
Pitch for strike one. One already in the inning. Nobody out. And a runner 90 feet away. That is Durango. The 0-1. Estrano couldn't catch up to the fastball at 93, strike two. These are the opportunities that the Hillcats can't afford to mess up on.
Yeah.
Runners in scoring position, less than 2 outs. They've struggled this year with it. The 0-2. And Pastrano is a strikeout victim for the first out of the third.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Jason. So far this series, timely hitting with runners in scoring position have been an issue for the Hillcats, really apart from one inning so far through these two games. And that really is what separates good from great teams, in my opinion, is consistently hitting.
Knapchick lines it into left field, a base knock. That'll be his fifth RBI of the season as Durango touches home. Knapchick does his job and extends the Lynchburg lead up to two.
Christian Knapchick, just a consummate leadoff hitter. Good bat-to-ball skills. He'll steal when he's on. Great vision, and he drives in a run. Give the Hillcats a 2-0 lead.
Lynchburg was only hitting .248 in runners in scoring position this season. That boosted there. Velasquez really wanting to get a piece of the action. Swung through a big curveball at 78 for strike one. This is the longest outing, or ties the longest outing of the season. Only a second appearance for Rujano. As the 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike. He did have 5 Ks against Kannapolis last week, giving up 2 earned runs and 2 1/3. So right now mirroring that, just minus the strikeouts. He does have 3, though. The 1-1. Velasquez out in front, and he's frustrated with himself after that. A heavy dosage of breaking balls. Another guy you just don't throw the fastball to.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I like the approach from Rujano. Barreling breaking balls down to Ralphie. He's had a little bit of an issue picking up the breaker.
Here's the 1-2. Ground ball over towards short. This could be two. Hernandez on DePreciado back to first. And the inning ending double play. We've played three. Lynchburg puts two on the board here in the third as Tugboat will be back out for the fourth. And Connor Young will handle the play-by-play duties when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back to the Bank of the James Stadium, where Matt Wilkinson readies for his fourth inning of work. So far, so good for Wilkinson in Game 3. He'll be faced by the top of the order, Hernandez, Preciado, and Wetzel. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's take a look around the Carolina League. Salem and Carolina, top 3, 0-0 your score there. Kannapolis and Charleston, they face off in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Bottom of the second, 2-1 lead for the Ballers. We'll be expecting them next after Myrtle Beach leaves town. Here in Lynchburg, 2-0 Cats as they lead after a 2-run third. Matt Wilkinson with some insurance runs as he looks to go back at it. Top third between Down East and Fayetteville, 0-1. Fayetteville leads at home. Hernandez fouls one right off the top of the shoe.
He dropped in a hurry there. Not sure if it caught him on the top or on the inside of that foot. Good to see him back up right away, but
always scary when you see a guy fall to the ground that quickly after fouling one off of himself.
Hernandez, much like every single Pelican apart from Carter Trice, retired via the strikeout in his first AB. 8 already for Tugboat.
Clearly not ready to step back in the box there was Hernandez as he has to step out again to regroup.
The 0-1. Fastball outside. It's Hernandez, he went 1-for-4 with a double, 2 RBIs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts one game ago. Left the yard in game 1. Breaking ball, fouled back off the screen. Once again, Wilkinson works ahead of a Pelican hitter.
Now you have to start asking yourself, what kind of adjustments can the Pelicans make? And if I'm them, I'm just going for solid contact, not trying to crush anything.
The 1-2. In there. Strike 3, Christian Hernandez, backwards K for the second time today. Matt Wilkinson has tied his season record of 9 strikeouts already through 3 1/3 inning. As you hear the tugboat bellow throughout the Bank of the James Stadium.
Boy, he is on fire at this point in time.
Preciado lays down a bunt before pulling it back. And that's where looks like Buddy Bailey and the Pelicans are at. They're just looking to manufacture base runners any way they can. The 1-0. Half swing, but a full swing in the eyes of Gustavo Garza. You know, he talked about what the change in approach could be for the Pelicans. I would say attack early in the count. If you see a fastball you like, have at it, because you're not going to want to let Matt Wilkinson get ahead as he has been all game long.
And if I'm Matt Wilkinson, you want to make adjustments too, and I think we're seeing exactly that, is using more of those secondary pitches. You dominated with the fastball the first time through the order. Now guys are going to be sitting on that and waiting for it. Now you can start mixing in some of your other pitches if you know that you're going to be that dominant with your number one.
The 1-2, looking for 10. Outside, the count will even up. A fastball not close. Preciado, not much to think about there.
He averaged 14.5 Ks per 9 when he was back in college. This is a guy used to striking guys out.
The 2-2, fouled off. Preciado will have second life. His batting average now dipping to .339. Still a number you're happy with for sure. He struck out in the first inning. The 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by Lopez, is might be our first full count for Matt Wilkinson so far today.
Certainly is, as this is the deepest into an at-bat that we've gone with Wilkinson on the mound. Only 5 walks on the season.
Does not give out a lot of free passes, looking to avoid one against Preciado, and he will give in. First base runner for the Pelicans, as Preciado will draw a walk. Bring up designated hitter Jacob Wetzel. Wetzel steps in the left-handed batter's box. Wilkinson, the lefty himself, looks over to first, kicks and fires. This one pulled, however, to the right side of Ralphie. Best contact we've seen from a Pelican against Matt Wilkinson. He was ready for the fastball this time, coming in at 88.
Yeah, fastball a little bit lower here at 88. Not necessarily his 91, 92 that we've been seeing so far. Wonder if having to work out of the stretch or having that runner over at first might impact just how he delivers the baseball.
Wetzel saw one he liked on the first pitch, had a go at it. Pastrano playing far off the third base bag. The 0-1, fouled back. Wilkinson gets ahead 0-2. First base runner of the day, Reginald Preciado, leads off first. Reach via the walk. Ralphie holds him on. Lefty versus lefty. The 3-hitter Wetzel, 1-for-5 yesterday with a triple, his 4th. He knocked in a run as well. The 0-2. Slider that slides a little too much. Lopez able to pick it. The count will move to 1-2 to Wetzel. Preciado, 4 stolen bases, 1 time caught stealing so far this season. See if Buddy Bailey wants to get aggressive on the base paths. Not sure how many base runners you're going to get against Matt Wilkinson today. The 1-2, got him. Double digits for Tugboat. And it only took 3 2/3 innings and 50 pitches.
That's called efficiency, if you've never heard of it before. He's been as electric as humanly possible in this ball game. Like you mentioned, only 50 pitches, and he's got 10 strikeouts. That's an average of 5 pitches per strikeout.
Yeah. He's been phenomenal. And to be honest with you, this is pretty much what he's averaged. Preciado will take off. Lopez with a good fire. Now check on the tag. He's safe. Close play. Lopez quick on the transition. Glove to hand. The throw in good spots as well. So Preciado, his 5th stolen base of the season as Buddy Bailey does elect to get a runner in scoring position. Andy Gariola up to bat. Gariola, the resident power threat. This Myrtle Beach Pelicans order. Preciado dances at second. Wilkinson will fire. Loses his bat. Look out. All the way in the dugout. Jordan Smith will give him back his bat as Gariola. Chucked it into the top step of the Hillcats dugout. Lucky to see no one met the wood.
I think the best part about that was the PA announcer announcing the strikeout batter of the game after him chucking his bat halfway up the third baseline.
Gariola leads the Pelicans in homers, RBIs, slugging percentage as well. Bats 266. Finish with a 1-1 count from Tugboat. Make it 1-2. Filthy for Matt Wilkinson on the breaker. Probably the best breaking ball we've seen from the lefty today. Preciado leads off second. The 1-2. That's another! Number 11, Matt Wilkinson, a smile on his face. And can you blame him? He has been dominant here in Lynchburg as the Hillcats lead 2-0 here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or Fireworks Show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
11 out of 13 hitters that have come up to the plate for Myrtle Beach today have been set down via the strikeout. Absolutely incredible stuff for Matt Wilkinson. Rojano, in his own right, he's been solid for the Pelicans, run into a little bit of trouble in the third inning, following three hits, rather, from Tommy Hawk, Durango, and Napchick. He'll now be met by 3-4-5. Churio Hinal and Juan Benjamin. Strike 1 to Churio on the outside. Churio still yet to find a hit here in this series against Myrtle Beach. Oh, 2 quickly for Rujano. coming into this game. Churio, fifth best on base percentage, 478. That number ticking down a tad after his ground out in the first inning. One-two count. Churio thought about it. Was able to hold off. They will peel down to Pacheco, who rules no swing. So Churio draws the count even at 2-2.
Good eye there from Churio. Hard to lay off some of this big breaking stuff from Rujano, but a good eye there. That's why he's one of the best in on-base percentage.
The 2-2. Foul off. Spoiled a 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the bottom of the zone. Count will stay put. All the three hits we've seen here in the Bank of the James Stadium coming from the Hillcats in the third inning. The 0-2, the 2-2 rather, that one looks like it got the home plate umpire Garza up in the mask as Churio was just able to get the hands out of the way to avoid it himself. Fortunately for Garza, that left one thing in the way of the path. It'll take a moment, the count will draw full. This is the thing about Churio. Down in the count, 0-2, battles all the way back, fouls off good pitches, takes close ones. Very professional approach at the plate for Jason Churio. He's got a 3-2 count. Ball four. He hasn't been registering a lot of hits so far against Myrtle Beach, but he had two walks yesterday. Was able to score a run as well. Picks up a walk here in the fourth inning.
You know, that's one of the things that I'm most impressed with a lot of the Guardians prospects. Being this young, a lot of guys just want to swing to make their first impressions. But I think for Cleveland especially, being the type of organization that they are where they value on-base percentage, money ball per se, guys who can draw the walk this young and at this stage of baseball, that's a valuable asset, and that's going to help you advance through the organization.
And now first pitch swinging, not only for Churio can he draw a walk, he can move too.
Now he does have some speed on the bases on the season. Churio has a handful of stolen bases already.
Healthy leadoff first base. Rujano, a quick delivery to home plate, almost a slide step there. The misses for a ball to Hanau.
He's second on the team with 6 stolen bases. He's 6-for-8. He has been caught twice.
1-1 count. And Al fouls it off. Rujano working ahead once again for the second straight hitter. He's going to do his best not to lose Hanau as he did Churio. Hanau, he grounded out to third base in the second inning. Did go 1-for-3 with a walk one game ago. 2-0 our score. Matt Wilkinson has been dealing for the Hillcats. Churio takes off. It's a hit and run. That might loft up a little too high. Churio's got to get back. No, he doesn't. Fumbled in center. Is Hanau's going to go for second. He's going to get tagged out. What just happened?
Well, I'll tell you what just happened. A dangerous hit and run idea, and Churio didn't really read it perfectly. Rosario didn't read it perfectly in center either, as he kind of had an awkward break on it, then tried to slide and make the grab, and came up empty. It bounced. It didn't get far enough away. Hanau thought it got farther away, so he rounded first, trying to get to second. Churio ended up down at third, but that's why they were able to get it in so quickly.
First pitch misses to Benjamin, and once again, the Pelicans infield finds themselves towing the grass. Paciola at third on the clay. Everyone else on the lip. This one's going to go to short. They could play at home. They'll throw it in, and he is out. Looked like the tag was on time. The throw certainly was. Just had to get confirmation from Garza that he did apply it, and he did. Churio did his best to be evasive on the slide. However, his goose was cooked. He was caught by a mile as the infield indecision from Buddy Bailey pays off. A run is saved.
Got to give props to Christian Hernandez over at short. For a lot of guys at this level, a play like that would force them to rush their throw. They'd go offline. They do something that really just hurts their overall effort, but he had it right on the dot. He didn't hesitate and was still able to make a strong and accurate throw and retire Churio, who's tough to get out. But a good slide by Churio, too, to try and dodge it, but just an even better play by Hernandez.
Churio making what should have been a Not close play, closer than it should have been, as Lopez will just about take Rojano's head off as he's able to duck down. It's a single up the middle for Robert Lopez as the Hillcats will go station to station, first and second, and the Hillcats crowd loves it.
Gotta love these fans behind home plate. They're really getting into it, having some fun. It is Thirsty Thursday, so they may have a few extra spirits in them. They're enjoying themselves.
Tommy Hawk steps into the Let's Go Tommy chance. This one's kicked away. Benjamin thought about it, quickly scrambles back to the bag. It hasn't been the best showcase of base running from the Hillcats here in the fourth inning. Benjamin will be a little bit more cautious than his Hillcats counterparts. Five hits for Lynchburg. One error charged to Rujano. Charged to Rosario, rather, in center. Benjamin leads off second. Lopez off first. The 1-0 to Talk. Chopped up the middle. Hernandez should have a play on it. He'll go the short way. Tag it himself. Rujano able to wiggle free of a sticky inning. Keep the score line 2-0 as Matt Wilkinson gets ready to take on the fifth inning when we come back.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Pelicans just one hitter from going down in order through four innings. Preciado was able to reach via the walk. Other than that, it's been all strikeouts and one pop-out in foul territory for Carter Trice. 11 out of the 13 hitters Matt Wilkinson has been faced with. He's retired via the strikeout. Can't say too much more from what we've seen from Matt Wilkinson here in Game 3, Jason.
It's been quite impressive. I don't really have the words for how to describe it other than efficient and overpowering. And he's not blowing guys away with a hard fastball. He's just locating his stuff, and that just goes to show that sometimes command is what you need at these types of levels, and even in the game of baseball. The Washington Nationals had a sign in their bullpen this offseason at spring training that said, it doesn't matter, I don't care how hard you throw strike or ball four.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't locate it, what's the point of throwing hard?
Yep.
Wilkinson might not be blowing guys away, but he is pinpointing with accuracy exactly everything that he wants to do. And the Pelicans just have not been able to adjust.
They've been flailing at the dish as Rosario will come up for his second plate appearance in a Pelicans uniform this season. And so far, it's off to a similar start as what we saw in the second inning. He was retired via the swinging strikeout, and he's down 0-2 to Wilkinson, who is just unrelenting. The 0-2, try to get him fishing. Rosario, holds off. 57 pitches now from Wilkinson. He's gone four innings strong, 11 strikeouts, one walk, that's it. The 1-2, number 12, bring him up. That's a dozen. Tugboat, a buzzsaw. Here in game three. He's been the perfect remedy for a Pelicans offense that really started to put the pieces together against Lynchburg here in games one and two.
He's done an outstanding job silencing these Myrtle Beach bats that have been swinging pretty well all week so far. And
He hasn't been deterred or fearful of anyone. He's going right at them, and you can tell he loves that inside corner to right-handed hitters, and so does Garza. That's helping him out as well.
It feels like, especially today, wherever he wants it to go, it's there. He's been absolutely dotting both corners as there's another one on the inside. 89 miles an hour, that's all you need, if that. 1-2 count. Once again, Wilkinson out ahead of a Pelican hitter. This time it's Passiola. Passiola will flare one out to right. Durango has it in his tracks. That's the first out registered in play. And with not a strikeout for Matt Wilkinson. Now on the scoreboard nonetheless. Espinoza come up to the dish with two outs in the fifth inning. Espinoza had a very good day yesterday, 3-for-5. Probably the best hitting performance out of any Pelican. She would go 3-for-5 with a triple and two RBIs, two runs as well. So far, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Very similar line to many of his teammates up the order. The 1-0. This one sent sky high. Napchick calling it off. Velasquez thought about it. The second baseman will be the one to camp under it. Three up, three down. Matt Wilkinson once again makes short work of the Pelicans in the fifth inning. The Hillcats will be due up next. Durango, Pastrano, Napchick, that's what you got to look forward to when we come back.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
That's it for Luis Rujano. His day is done. Four innings, five hits, one earned run. He allowed two, just one of them earned. One walk, three strikeouts. Not a bad outing from Rujano as his ERA will dip down to 4.26. In relief, Arian Rodriguez. He'll take over here in the bottom of the fifth inning as he'll be met by Durango Pastrano, top of the order for the Hillcats.
Yeah, Arian Rodriguez on the season. Rodriguez making his fifth appearance. He's 1-2 with a 5.06 ERA.
Durango met with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at his lips, able to get out of the way. Durango, he singled in the third inning. It was back-to-back hits for the Hillcats. Tommy Hawk, Luis Durango, a double and a single. That would score a run. 1-1 the count to the Hillcat right fielder. The 1-1. Upstairs, misses. Durango will get ahead. The relievers so far for the Pelicans have been very good in both games one and two. Egbert in game one really silenced the Hillcat storm. Put the Pelicans in a great spot to come back. This one flared out to second. Durango, plenty of speed, but not fast enough to beat out the throw from Preciado, as that will be the first out recorded by Rodriguez.
Yeah, Durango's the kind of guy that just punches it straight into the ground, but
just not able to get enough speed on that one as Preciado played it well and just flipped it on over to first.
Rodriguez, 6'3", 190, throws from the right side. He was a 13th round pick in 2021 from Panama City, Panama. So he'll work ahead of Pastrano with an off-speed. He's got a curveball changeup. That was the change there, and a four-seam and a two-seamer. Two fastballs and then two off-speed pitches for Rodriguez. Looks to go outside. Pastrano spits on it. 1-1 your count. Had a good debut in 2024 against Fayetteville. Went 2 2/3, one hit, five Ks, no runs. Pastrano fouls this back. The count will move to 1-2 against the Hillcat third baseman. Pastrano went down via the strikeout. He went 0-3 with a walk and a strikeout on Wednesday. Showcased the leather as well, making a nice sliding stop. Wasn't able to get it over to Benjamin in time to record the out yesterday as he'll be retired via the strikeout for the second time. Three strikeouts in the series already, two back-to-back here in Game 3 for Jose Pastrano, as that'll bring up Christian Knapchick. He singled in the third inning, drove in a run, his fifth RBI of the young season. Rodriguez looks in. That's in there. A lot of leeway on either corner from Gustavo Garza today as Knapchick will swing through a changeup. That might have been the two-seamer there during the count. 0-2 in favor of the reliever from Panama City, Panama.
Rodriguez looking sharp here.
The 0-2. Fouled straight back a long ways as Knapchick will fight. Ralphie Velasquez waits on deck. He has an 11-game hit streak going. So far 0-2 today. 1-2 for Christian Knapchick. 0-2 the count. Curveball on the inside. Not tempting for Knapchick. Five hits so far for Lynchburg. Both runs coming in the third inning. So far, Rodriguez making short work of the first two Hillcats. Fouled back. Down the right field line. For Christian Knapchick. His average at 250. He had a home run in his Hillcat debut. Went 3 for 5 in that game. Against the Down East Wood Ducks. The 1-2 from Rodriguez. Fouled again. Knapchick not going down easy. So he continues to foul off good pitches. This one the fastest we've seen from Arian Rodriguez. 96 miles an hour, top of the zone. Knapchick early enough to foul it back, not much more. Still 1-2. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 the count. Knapchick putting together a good AB.
Yeah, good long AB after being down in the count. Knapchick making Rodriguez work, hoping to extend this inning just a little bit longer.
Kick, fire. Over the head of Preciado at second, and off the glove of Espinoza in right. That's going to get past him as Espinoza stays laid out in right field. Thrown in by Rosario, but not before Christian Knapchick pulls in with a double, his second hit of the game.
A nice, easy, pure swing from Knapchick as he just put it where Espinoza couldn't get it. A nice line drive, and Espinoza did everything he could, but he had to go full extension. It was just going to be a tough play from the start. Probably would have been better just playing it on a hop and letting it fall for a base hit, but now the Hillcats have a runner in scoring position for their most dangerous hitter.
Must have been a good jump from Espinoza because I did not think he had a play on that ball at all. Ralphie, you see the fastball, and he likes it. Don't hate the approach from the youngster. However, not able to straighten this one out. It'll be out of play for a foul. Napchick in scoring position with good speed. You would think a base hit would give him a chance with two outs, especially with how aggressive Jordan Smith likes to do things at third base. Now, looks like Trice is going to call in Preciado to, I would assume, help communicate with Rodriguez.
And we'll see here if their strategy shifts a little bit more with Velasquez. We've been seeing a lot of breaking balls every time he steps in. He really hasn't seen more than one fastball in an at-bat, so I would expect Rodriguez just to keep working away at the breaking stuff.
Saw a fastball on the outside half in his first pitch. We'll see if he's gifted another. Napchick leads off second. The 0-1, another heater. Ralphie, once again, not able to put it in play. Both located well for Rodriguez. Rodriguez working in 94, 95. I think we've seen up to 96 on the heater. That one, another pitch on the outside. This time a breaking ball. Trice does a good job of keeping it in front. Napchick had a good read on it. Thought about third once he saw Trice had it in his clutches. Sauntered back to second where he leads now. Six hits for the Hillcats following the Napchick double. Ralphie Velasquez bats with a runner in scoring position. Fastball high for Ralphie. 2-2 the count. Two's all across the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-0 Hillcats. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Ralphie Velasquez bats with Christian Napchick on second base. 17 RBIs for Ralphie. Leads the Hillcats. Puts him for the third best in the Carolina League. He could look to add another to his tally. Full count. This is where Ralphie's dangerous. Do you throw him a fastball and try to locate? Do you gamble throwing an off-speed breaking ball pitch, hoping it finds the zone, or are you cautious with him? Do you have a base to give up? Rodriguez will want to think about it a little longer. He'll go Napchick's way with no throw.
You don't want to make a mistake here because this is the one guy that can really make you pay.
One swing of the bat could double the score for the Hillcats in the bottom of the fifth. Full count to Ralphie. Lasered down the first baseline, however foul. Ralphie was ready for that heater, this time on the inside half. We saw two on the outside that Ralphie is a little late on this one, too early, hoping to split the difference if he gets another four-seamer from Rodriguez. The 3-2 stays alive. That probably was ball four. But it had Ralphie fooled, I believe, and all he could do was lunge the hands out, hope to make contact. He did tap it foul. Long at bat for Ralphie. The 3-2. Tapped right back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez will collect underhand flipped to Bowser at first. And the Hillcats will be set down in the bottom of the fifth. Five strong so far for Matt Wilkinson. He'll look to approach the sixth inning. He trots back out to the mound. It'll be the longest start in his Hillcats tenure. We've got that covered on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network when we come back.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back to the Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats lead 2-0 off the back of a picture-perfect start for Matt Wilkinson. So far, his ledger, five innings pitched, rather. Double that and add two for the strikeouts, a dozen. 12 to his resume here in Game 3. One walk to go with it. No hits yet for the Pelicans as the Hillcats leave 2-0. Seen two pitchers so far from Myrtle Beach. Rujano went four innings strong. Four hits, one earned, one run walk, and three strikeouts. Rodriguez, we've seen him for one inning. Just one hit allowed off Christian Knapchick, the double. That's where things lie heading into the top of the sixth inning. Going a long fly ball foul. Launched by Carter Trice. He's the only Pelican who has not struck out yet today. It's Wilkinson. A historic run so far here at the Bank of the James Stadium, Jason. 12 strikeouts already.
Yeah, 12 strikeouts. We haven't seen that for a long time in the city of Lynchburg, as we have to go all the way back to 2017 to find the last time a pitcher had 12 strikeouts or more. It happened on June 8th of 2017 against the Frederick Keys. Talk about that.
No swing. Count goes to 3-1. Carter Trice works ahead of Wilkinson.
It was 13 was the total on that June 8th game. And it was from an arm that Cleveland fans might be familiar with, Tristan McKenzie.
3-2, full count. Tristan McKenzie started today, actually.
He did, up in Cleveland.
Guardians able to pick up another win. I believe that's 18 now for Cleveland.
I know I'm happy being from Cleveland. They're a fun team to watch. A lot of them have made their trek all the way from Lynchburg up to the major league. You think about guys like Stephen Kwan having an impact. Tristan McKenzie, who we just mentioned, playing big roles this season.
The 3-2. Foul back. Tyler Freeman was in the starting lineup. Former Hillcat.
Lots of names we're familiar with. Also in that 2017 season, McKenzie did one up himself earlier in the year. He had 14 strikeouts on May the 9th here in Lynchburg against the Carolina Mudcats.
Wilkinson looks for 13. Carter Trice battling in the box. The full count. Got him. Number 13. Have a day, Matt Wilkinson. The Canadian has been flaming here in Lynchburg.
I've got my eye on Jordan Smith and Tony Arnold right now. How long of a leash are they going to give him? He just hit the 70-pitch mark. This is the second time completely through the order now with Drew Bowser at the plate. Will they give him the rest of the inning or just this batter?
Breaking ball with not enough break. First pitch ball to Bowser, who struck out four times already this series. Three on Tuesday, one today. Wilkinson continues to fill up the score sheet with Ks.
And these are the kinds of the decisions that you don't want to make as a manager, because you look up at the scoreboard, you're leading 2-0, and there's a zero in that column that you really don't want to talk about.
Yep.
And Tugboat's got 13 strikeouts. Oh, those are tough decisions.
Especially for a Pelicans team that already has shown, hey, we can come back. We can come back by a lot bigger of a lead, or deficit, rather, than two.
And I can guarantee you if this was July, he'd probably be going up to 90 pitches. But since it's still early, you have to make these tough decisions.
He's at 73 right now. That one fouled straight back and over the shoulder of Garza for Drew Bowser. The count 2-2 for Wilkinson. Can do just about anything. You're up against the first baseman for Myrtle Beach. Bowser gets a timeout.
Wow.
Just in time.
A late timeout signaled for by Bowser. The home plate umpire granted it. Looked like Wilkinson was already in his motion.
The 2-2. Count goes full. Back-to-back full counts for Matt Wilkinson, and I don't hate this approach from the bottom of the order for the Pelicans. Get that pitch count out, because, man, at this point, you're just looking to get tugboat out of here. The 3-2. Strike three. Strikeout 14.
You know, they call him Tugboat, but he's a bit of a showboater out there. Did you see that little toe drag across the front of the mound after that strikeout? He knows what he's doing right now. 14 strikeouts. We're in the sixth inning, and they're going to give him one more chance to get another strikeout here.
He can do whatever he wants. Matt Wilkinson. Woo! There's another! Is he fun to watch or what?
He is electric.
1-1 count to Christian Hernandez. Two backwards K to his name today. Comes in batting 333. He launched a home run out of the Bank of the James Stadium already this series. Seven RBIs. Got a 1-1 count. Make it 2-1.
There is an arm getting loose for the Hillcats in their bullpen. My assumption would be this will be his last hitter regardless of what happens.
The 2-1. 2-2. Only three Pelicans have been retired. In a way other than the strikeout. It was a flyout and two popouts, and then just one has reached base. Reginald Preciado in the fourth inning. He walked. 2-2 count. Number 15, Matt Wilkinson. Have a day, young man.
And he's just been tossed. Hernandez is going to exit the ball game for arguing balls and strikes. Wilkinson sending guys to the showers.
Let the tugboat raid in Lynchburg. They love him. Standing over Matt Wilkinson. 15 strikeouts. We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
I'm still reeling. 15 strikeouts for Matt Wilkinson.
I'm doing more research. You're going to have to do this inning without me as I dive deep into the stats right now.
You might have to go back into the early 2000s to find a 15 strikeout game. Matt Wilkinson, not only 15 strikeouts, 15 strikeouts through five or six innings. Just a torrid pace for Matt Wilkinson. The Pelicans couldn't touch him.
He was literally unhittable.
The perfect definition. The Hillcats, though, with the bats, they're in a two-run ball game. Let's not get too caught up in the Matt Wilkinson show, as Churio will ground one to first, flip back to Rodriguez, and that's an early out number one in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Hillcats, they've got some work to do with the bats. Once again, this star-studded Lynchburg lineup that we've talked so much about, best average in the Carolina League. First or second in just about every statistical category you track offensively. And they've come into game three, only been able to manage two runs on five hits. One out already is Rodriguez so far. Made short work of the Hillcats in relief. I'll bring up Angel now. Grounded out and reached after the fly ball bobbled in center by Rosario. Reached first, didn't stick around. He would try to stretch it for two, be gunned down. Count will go to 1-1. Rodriguez, 27 pitches, 1-1 third. Innings of work and a strikeout is now wanted to swing with just about every inch of his body, however, was able to hold it back as the count will move to 2-1. Benjamin on deck. Lopez due after him. Cerda almost skipped his way in the path of that ball. Just narrowly missing the first base coach. The count will move to 2-2. And now his average, 308. Has the most hits of any Hillcat in 2024. This one will get away from Trice, and the count will move full. And now the only Hillcat with 20 hits on the season. Velasquez nipping at his heels with 19. Velasquez, we talked about it, longest active hit streak for the Hillcats at 11, the longest of the season for Lynchburg, and so far he's 0 for 3. Should have another chance. So now we'll get rung up. How? That looked an inch or two off the plate. Hanau set down. We just saw Christian Hernandez toss. His brother, by the way, replacing him out in short. Forgot to mention that. It'll be Alexis Hernandez at shortstop for the rest of the day. Hanau, good job to bite his tongue, I guess, is what you can credit him with. It's a quick two outs for the Hillcats.
Jordan Smith getting a word in with the home plate umpire as well. He wasn't happy about that call. Not much he can do with that.
1-0 count to Benjamin. He lined out and reached via fielder's choice. This one's going to hang up as Espinosa will take care of it. 1-2-3 go down the Hillcats. As it's a pitching duel here in Lynchburg. Matt Wilkinson, his day should be done. We'll see who will be the new man on the mound for Jordan Smith and the Hillcats as they hold on to a 2-0 lead. But these Pelicans, they've shown they're not going to go down without a fight. Join us back for that when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
It's a 2-0 lead for the Lynchburg Hillcats as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Joshua Harlow will take over for Matt Tugboat Wilkinson. Let's close the book on him. It won't take long. Six innings, no hits, no runs, one walk,
and 15 strikeouts. Yes, you heard me. 15. That is 1 and a 5 squished together. 5 times 3, 3 times 5, however you want to break it down. He's got 15 Ks, and his night is done. We're still looking to see when the last time, if that's ever happened in Lynchburg. I got back 10 years in my digging, and I haven't been able to find one of those outings since. So we're going to keep looking to try and find that. But Joshua Harlow on the mound. Give us the numbers, Connor.
Joshua Harlow leads the Hillcats in saves with 2. He's had 2 save opportunities, and he's been good in both. 9 innings pitched. 1 ERA. That's his ERA. Just 1.00. 6 hits. 1 earned run. Opposing hitters hitting at a 188 clip against Harlow. He's been their best guy out of the pen. He's got some work ahead of him heading into the 7th inning. We'll see if they want him for the long save.
It's only a 2-run lead for Lynchburg as that finds the zone there. 1 ball and 1 strike. Reginald Preciado, he's 0 for 1. He did walk back in the 4th inning as he was the lone base runner allowed by Wilkinson. Otherwise, he faced the minimum. Strike 2 as Preciado swung through it, caught a piece of it on the way by. That's about it. 1 and 2. Harlow gives the nod. Now he delivers. Fouled away. We'll try it again. Harlow, the right-hander, picks up his first strikeout. 16 on the night for the Hillcats. As there's one down here in the 7th inning. Jacob Wetzel, he's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. There are a lot of K's on my score sheet right now.
A lot of letters, more letters than you would expect. That's number 16. Harlow so far this season, the longest they've let him go is 2 innings.
Jacob Wetzel takes outside, ball 1, 1 and 0. Wetzel, he struck out looking in the first frame, struck out swinging in the 4th. A right-hander. Blew it by him at 91, 1 ball, 1 strike. Harlow, he was featured all over the news when he arrived in Lynchburg on Media Day, because he talked about he used to come to Hillcats games growing up. He has family in the area, and they used to bring him right here to Bank of the James Stadium, formerly known as Calvin Falwell Field. And that's what he would have grown up coming to. Back then, they still had the gravel warning track, so a lot has changed at the ballpark since Harlow used to come here. He grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, but it's only a 2.5-hour drive to come visit family up in the Hill City. The 2-1 to Wetzel. That's lofted into center field. Churio waits back on it. He makes the chest-high grab for out number 2. But the local media really ate that up.
Yeah, it's a cool story. I mean, he has ties to the ballpark, ties to the team, and it's cool for a kid to see, you know, Hillcats games or see them wear the uniform and get to don the same jersey. Although, of course, his aim is set higher up the board for the Guardians organization. He was drafted the 19th round in 2023.
Andy Gariola swings through the first pitch, a breaking ball for strike 1, a good slider. A lot of people thought that Harlow would have gone earlier in the draft, but an injury his final season of college baseball had him drop well deeper. So a talented arm. The 0-1. In there again, strike 2.
From what we've seen so far this season, this is the best 1-2 on the mound you could get from Lynchburg. Matt Wilkinson said it a lot. Not too much left to be said for that starter. You've seen what he's done. His work speaks for himself.
The 0-2. Got him! 7 strong for the Hillcats, and there's still a couple donuts on the board. I'll let you do the math and figure out what that means. We head to the bottom half of the 7th here in Lynchburg with the Hillcats leading it 2-0.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Stretch time here in the Hill City. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. A good crowd on hand tonight. 1385 here to witness this one. You can hear the crowd behind home plate. They're loving it. They're having the time of their lives, enjoying what is currently a 2-0 advantage for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It'll be Robert Lopez, Tommy Hawk, and Luis Durango due up here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Arian Rodriguez. The right-hander back out there for another inning of work. He came on in the fifth, and he's been really efficient. He's only given up the one hit, and that was to Christian Napchek. Right now, Robert Lopez trying to give Lynchburg some insurance runs. They currently only lead by two. They'd like to add a couple more because Myrtle Beach can pour them on in a hurry if you're not careful. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Lopez, we've only seen him once this week on Tuesday night as the designated hitter. His first time behind the plate is this evening as the 1-0. Caught the outside corner, one ball, one strike. Once again, Gustavo Garza continues to grant that outside strike. It's been that way since Tuesday, though, so you got to adjust. There's nothing surprising at this point in time. The 1-1. Missed down and in, two balls and a strike. After you've seen Gustavo Garza for 15 innings, really, you have to make the adjustments. You can't place the blame. I mean, you can place the blame a little bit, but you know what the zone's going to be. It's consistent on that outside edge. 2-2 as Lopez tried to frame it inside.
Interestingly, I think with that aspect of playing the umpire, you'll see hitters who have a great understanding of the strike zone the most, or be very disciplined hitters, have the most struggles with that because they feel like they know the zone, they're locked in, and having to adjust from that can be even more difficult for a less disciplined, if you would say, hitter.
The 2-2 lined into right field. That'll drop for a base knock as Lopez picks up his second hit of the afternoon. A sharply hit single to right as Lynchburg has their leadoff base runner aboard for only the third time in the evening as Tommy Hawk will step in. He was one of them. He doubled back in the third inning as he skipped it right over the bag at third. Rodriguez pauses at the belt. Now he fires. Breaking ball that finds the zone for strike one.
For Lynchburg, we talked a lot about Mejia and how he's hit over the season. He was on a six-game hit streak until he was held hitless yesterday. But for Lopez, he's had times this season where he's really been going too. Two hits today for him. So good for Jordan Smith. Makes his life a lot easier to have two guys behind the plate who you know are not liabilities, all things considered. Or at least have them in this season with a bat in their hands.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of times the catcher, you trade defense in exchange for a lack of offense. And the Hillcats haven't really had to deal with that this season with both guys hitting pretty well. And that's just a luxury. As you mentioned, for Jordan Smith, he knows that there's an extra hitter in the order that he doesn't have to worry about. The 1-2 from Rodriguez. Hawk skips out of the way, 2-2.
To that point even further, even when it might be either Lopez or Mejia's his day off behind the plate, you'll often see him still hit. Be put in that designated hitter role. Today, no Mejia's, he'll get the day off. He had a long stretch. But that just speaks to how confident Jordan Smith is in the bat of his two backstops.
The 2-2 delivery is fouled away as Hawk will stay alive. Lopez, not a speed threat over at first. Pelicans defense in double play depth. A 2-2 out wide, full count. Good at bat here from Tommy Hawk as he's forcing Rodriguez to make a lot of pitches. He's about to make his 45th of the evening. The seventh pitch of the at bat. Here it comes. Line drive right through the gap between first and second. As back-to-back singles to right field for Lynchburg has something brewing in the seventh. And Luis Durango coming to the plate, bottom of the order. When you can get production from this part of the lineup, that's a great sign.
Just ask the Pelicans. That's where they really made their money yesterday as they helped usher Alex Clemmie out of the game a little prematurely. The bottom of the order in the third inning really what did him in.
As it looks like we're going to have a visit on the mound here from Myrtle Beach as George Thanopoulos, the pitching coach in his first season. His hometown of Highland, California, so he's just a bit, can't get much farther from California than Myrtle Beach, right on the coast. As Lynchburg threatening here, they need to add at least one more run in this situation.
Absolutely. You want more insurance, you know, five. In the seventh inning in game one, wasn't enough. You want as much help as you can get. Granted, you got Josh Harlow on the mound, who has been great out of the pen, probably your top guy. But you want to give him as much help as you can get, and they're in a great spot to do just that.
Luis Durango, 1-for-2 on the day. He brought home an RBI in the third inning, and then came around to score after a pickoff error. Allowed him to move over to third. That misses down low for ball one. Corners pulled in case he decides to lay one down. And this seems like the kind of game where that's not a far-fetched possibility. When it's this close, as that finds the zone 1-1. You try to manufacture runs in games like this. And a push bunt down the third base line may just open up things for guys to run. But he's swinging away 1-2.
Pasiola, like you said, aware of it, although he's now with two strikes, getting even with the bag.
They know that it's going to be tough to turn two with Hawk and Durango as that sails high to even the count, two apiece. You have to execute it perfectly if you want to double up those guys. You have a better chance of getting Lopez at third and firing it across the diamond than you do getting both Hawk and Durango.
Especially if Hawk gets a good jump.
Swinging away was Durango. It was well outside for out number one. As Jose Pastrano 0-for-2, two strikeouts on his ledger.
Could get lost in the shadow of fantastic performance from Wilkinson, but Rujano and Rodriguez both have been very good. For a Pelicans pitching staff that has been in the basement of the Carolina League, both of them done a good job of quieting down the Hillcats.
We only have one earned run to speak of the day, as that came back on the Tommy Hawk double, and then Luis Durango's driving him home with a single. That's the only earned run. Everything else is unearned. The 1-0. Catching the outside corner, and Pastrano frustrated. At this point, no point in arguing. You're not going to win. The only thing that's going to happen is you're going to hit the early showers. Here's the 1-1 from Rodriguez. Pastrano thought it was dead-eyed on that corner. Swung through it, 1-2.
That's the thing when you have to adjust and widen your strike zone. What you're right, you 100% have to do. Kind of makes you uncomfortable in your swing decision. It changes your whole approach, and you can find yourself flailing out at breaking pitches, not close.
That's line toward right field. A running grab by Preciado. A good job. He wanted to fire back to first. Bowser was playing the ball. He would have had a play at second with the shortstop Alexis Hernandez covering the bag, but he spun around one too many times and didn't see it. because Lopez had drifted pretty far off the bag. So a break for the Hillcats there, but now two down, and Christian Napchik at the plate. He's got an RBI single today. He's 2 for 3.
2 hits for Napchik, 2 hits for Tommy Hawk. Those two, both ACC guys, I believe. They remind me a lot of each other. Undersized, good plate discipline. They'll get on any way they can, steal a base or two. Napchik maybe with some more power, as he's got 2 triples and a homer to his credit this season. 2 guys you love to have as a manager on your roster.
I want to see what Hawk can do if he can plug a gap. We haven't seen him plug a gap. Everything's been down the line or in front of an outfielder.
Yeah.
If he could plug a gap, I have a feeling he could get a few more triples on his ledger.
Got a lot of slap to his swing. He likes to go the other way a lot.
Napchik takes outside for ball one. A little bit too much of a flinch by Trice, the catcher behind the plate. The 1-0. Foul back to the screen. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bottom of the 7th inning. 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. They scored both of their runs in the 3rd inning, and that's where we've sat ever since. Rodriguez checks. Now delivers. Wide. Ball 2.
According to the pitch counter here, that's 57 for Rodriguez, so he's getting up there.
Be interesting to see how long they leave him in there. I'm assuming he'll definitely get the rest of this inning, but he hasn't even gone 3 full innings yet, and he has that many pitches. The 2-1. Foul back to the screen, 2-2. And what that tells me, especially in a game where base runners have been hard to come by, Lynchburg has done a good job of extending ABs.
Yeah. Now, guys like Tommy Hawk, Christian Napchik, even Luis Durango, which have all come in a string of 4 hitters, they are good at doing that. They will take you deep into counts.
2-2 delivery. Ground ball over toward first, scooped by Bowser. And we head to the 8th. Lynchburg leads it 2-0. Myrtle Beach trying to get something going when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We head to the 8th. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. They've lost the first 2 games of the series and lost on Tuesday night. 8-6 in 10 innings, and then on Wednesday night, yesterday, well, they want to forget about it. 15-2 was the final. Tied the season high for runs they've allowed in a ball game. And the largest blowout loss by Lynchburg. Today, though, trying to right the ship. They're in the 8th inning. They lead 2-0 as Alphonson Rosario digs in 0-for-2. It will be Rosario, Passiola, and Espinoza, the 3 due up here for the Pelicans.
I think I tried to say this last inning. I don't know if I got all the way through it. But I do think this Matt Wilkinson, Josh Horlow 1-2 punch is the best 2 you could see for the Hillcats' arms.
Not much you can do against these 2 arms as they've been dominant all season long. And that's lofted into left field. Hawk charging in on it, tracking it, securing it, 1 down. First pitch swinging by Rosario, trying to capitalize on an early strike as Christopher Passiola will step in.
We've seen two Pelicans square around for a bunt, just looking for base hits, no one on base. We'll see if that continues. They do have some speedsters, and they've just had no success swinging the bats today.
Passiola fouls it back to the screen for strike one, 92 from Harlow. We mentioned Harlow, he would have gone earlier in the draft, but Cleveland very happy that he ended up falling all the way down to round 19. He was originally projected probably in the first 10 rounds until his injury. The 0-1 from the right-hander finds the edge of the zone for strike two. Harlow, the right-hander, rocks, kicks, delivers. Well outside, and Passiola did a good job not to chase. One ball, two strikes.
Played college baseball at Mercer in 2023. That was his senior year, and he was fantastic. 2.15 ERA, 4-1 record. 5 games started out of 7 appearances.
The two-strike delivery popped up out of play right field side, and we'll try it again.
So far, he's only appeared out of the bullpen for Lynchburg. He hasn't had a start. That looks like the role they're going to have him settle into at least early. Be interested to see if they give him a starting nod, but he has been their most consistent bullpen arm this season.
Once again, the 1-2. Missing low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. A good eye from Passiola. Infield shading him slightly toward third. Knapchick just to the left of the bag from the center field viewpoint. The 2-2. That's lined toward right field. Durango charging in on it, hustling on his horse. Dives, can't make the grab as that'll land. They'll throw into second to try to get him, but he cruises in with a stand-up double, and that breaks up the no-hitter. 7 1/3 of no-hit baseball for the Hillcats, and a little blooper off the end of the bat by Passiola lands in front of Durango, and that breaks it up.
Gotta love Durango laying out. He knew what was at stake. It was going to be a really tough play. Gets the extra base after it gets away from Durango. And just like that, one swing of the bat ties things up.
Now there's probably a debate going on. Can we give him an air for it? Bunting down the third base line, and that's going to roll foul. Ralphie Velasquez over at first pumped his fist. And a great heads-up play by Pastrano just to let that one keep rolling, knowing it was going to be a tough play with Espinoza. Well, now that they have a hit, you can get away with a bunt.
I was going to say, I didn't want to broach the topic while the no-hitter was still active, but what is your take on bunting for a base hit in a game like this, 2-0, when there is a no-hitter on the line?
I understand it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do to try and win. If it's a close game, so I get it. It's a competitive way to score a run. But at the same point in time, man, just go up there swinging.
Yeah.
Like, earn it the hard way. Don't be cheeky.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, if it's a blowout, absolutely no way.
No.
That's Bush League, and that's how you get guys
getting thrown at.
Yeah. The 0-2. Got him. Two down. Top of the eighth inning. As Carter Trice will step in. Trice, 0-2 on the day. Runner at second, 2 down. The right-handed Harlow fires it a bit wide for ball one. Passiola in scoring position after the double. First and lone hit for Myrtle Beach tonight. The 1-0 from Harlow blew it by him.
1-1.
It's hard to picture a better outing from either of your arms today so far for Lynchburg. But now, your offense is struck for just two runs in the third inning. One base knock or even a fluke fly ball like we saw for the double where it's just weak contact that finds some grass. This game is completely in a new direction.
The 1-1, 1-2.
So the no-hitter's over. The bated breath is gone. Now, you got to win a close ball game.
You really do, and this shows character. How do you keep your mentality in a tight ball game, especially with the runner in scoring position and two down in the top of the eighth inning like we find ourselves in right now? Harlow. Got him! Another strikeout, four in the day for Harlow. We will head to the bottom half of the eighth. Lynchburg looking for some insurance heading to the ninth. We'll be back with the Hillcats bats in the eighth after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Velasquez, Churio, and Hanau due up in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Connor, it's been tough sledding. How do they finally break through the tape and get some runs on the board?
Yeah, in the last inning, they had a chance to. However, once again, they're plagued by not being able to come up with clutch hits with runners in scoring position. But you got the top of the lineup up. I mean, Velasquez, Churio, Hanau, that's who you want in a situation like this. Velasquez, so far, he's been held in check. The approach from the staff from the Pelicans against Velasquez has been just about how I would draw it up. Nothing that's saying much. But it's worked. A lot of breaking balls, and it's thrown off his timing. And I think you see this sometimes. New player comes in the Carolina League. Torrid hot start. Ralphie Velasquez hitting the ball all over the yard, and then a game plan forms, right? You have your sample size to go off of, and the breaking ball, that's been the glaring issue for Ralphie, and we've seen a heavy dose.
They go with the fastball high and wide for ball one. There is a new pitcher on the mound, as that'll be Starlin Picardo. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. That's how we'll roll with it. In there for a called strike. 1-1. Do you want to set the numbers for Picardo?
Yeah, Picardo, he's been primarily out of the bullpen so far this season. He's got one loss charged to him. His ERA 4.22. So far, 10 and two-thirds innings pitched. Seven hits against him. Five earned runs, 13 strikeouts. An opposing batting average of 1.79. He's been decent out of the pen. Missed a lot of bats. ERA in the mid-fours.
Ground ball over toward first, an awkward play by Bowser, but he'll take it himself for out number one. So a rare offer for Velasquez as Jason Churio will step in.
That should put a bow on Velasquez's 11-game hit streak unless something drastically changes down the stretch, which who knows? You never can count out these Pelicans here in Lynchburg.
First pitch misses downstairs for ball one, though Churio has been a little bit cold as of late. He has been able to still get aboard. He walked back in the fourth inning. Otherwise, he's 0 for 2. With each at-bat bringing both the pitcher and the first baseman involved in some capacity. 2-0, though. as the right-handed Picardo. That's popped up down the third baseline, and that'll land out of play.
Talk about Cherio going to the pitcher either time or first base. Interestingly enough, I meant to mention this last half inning, but for the Pelicans, they've yet to make the Hillcat infield make a play today. It's been all strikeouts or flyouts. Nothing on the ground for the Pelicans.
So I have to correct myself. It is Pichardo as the right-hander. Fires it right at the belt, 2-2. Starlin Pichardo, 6 foot, 175 from Santiago, Dominican Republic. He's 20 years old. He signed as an international free agent in 2021. And he's in a pretty important situation for Myrtle Beach. The right-hander sets for the 2-2. High and wide, he went with a big bender. It's a full count.
Looks like he lost it on the grip at the top. Just floated out of the hand without much break at 74. Full count for Cherio. This is exactly where you want the three-hole hitter.
Pichardo has it grounded sharply foul. We'll try it again. Nobody aboard, one down, bottom half of the eighth inning, 2-0, Lynchburg leads it. One hit on the board for Myrtle Beach. As that misses high, ball four to Jason Cherio. So two walks on the evening for him gives Lynchburg a base runner for Angel Hanau.
Second straight game where Cherio has drawn two walks. Hasn't been hitting as much, but he's been getting on any way he can. So far today, between Velasquez, Cherio, and Hanau, no base hits for the 3, 4, and 5, or 2, 3, and 4, rather. Looking to change that here.
That is a tough way to play. Cherio takes off, the pitch is high and wide, and that throw is offline as an easy stolen base for Cherio. Aggressive base running in the eighth inning for Jordan Smith and the Hillcats. For Cherio, that brings him up to 7 stolen bases, tied for the team lead with Esteban Gonzalez. Now a runner in scoring position, that's an important insurance run. Tipped into the glove, 1-1.
And now hasn't had the best day today, but with the maturity he's shown so far this season and the stats to back it, 14 RBIs, I believe that's good for second or third on the team. Second is exactly where you want him. Cherio on second.
The 1-1. Little low, 2 balls and a strike. I don't see an arm getting loose for Lynchburg in their bullpen. At least not from my vantage point. The 2-1. That's in there. 2-2. Hanau got rung up on a call that he didn't agree with earlier in the ball game. Didn't agree with that one there as that came on the inside corner. And the Pelicans getting the call.
The one he was rung up on the outside, now the inside half.
That's probably what he's thinking. You can't give him both corners, especially that far off the corners. Cherio out at second. Here's the 2-2. Down low, full count. Those are the type of moments where you do wonder how long it's going to be until the automated strike zone comes into play. And I'm not talking about robot umpires. I'm talking about the appeal process.
Right.
To see if a call was a ball or a strike. Here's the payoff. Well outside, and Hanau draws a walk. And there's two aboard with only one down for Juan Benjamin.
Back-to-back walk for Cherio and Hanau. Good job getting on. The interesting thing for me, for those guys who are kind of the heart of your offense, you might want to see them. This is probably not their nature as ballplayers and maybe not even how they're being told to play. So I don't want to overstep here, but it's a question of, do you want to see those guys be a little bit more aggressive if driving the ball? Because that's who you're really counting on, right, to drive runs in.
Benjamin checks at the first one, and it gets called a strike. Benjamin, 0 for 3 on the day.
Two aboard, one down, bottom of the eighth inning, Lynchburg up by two. Every run is important in a game like this. The right-handed Pichardo bounced it in there, and that gets away. That'll be a wild pitch for the Pelicans as they continue to up their numbers. For Myrtle Beach, that is number 45 on the season. Far and away the leaders in the clubhouse of minor league baseball.
Still don't see anyone warming in the Hillcats' pen. This would be the longest outing for Harlow if they went out with him again, but the Hillcats in a great spot to give him some insurance. Two runners in scoring position.
Infield pulled in, the 1-1. Got crossed up, did the pitcher and catcher. That's ball two.
Benjamin, one of two Hillcats to drive in a run yesterday. They need him once again.
The 2-1. In the dirt, good pick by Trice. Otherwise, that would have scored at least one, depending on what chaos would have ensued. And now has some speed behind him. Could have caused some problems as well. Seen it happen before. Good hitter's count for Benjamin, the 3-1. Ooh, he chased a high heater. His eyes lit up as the fastball came in. But he just couldn't catch up to it. Now the count goes full.
Benjamin wanted that one bad. He had a strike to work with. Full count now. To the DH.
Robert Lopez waits on deck. The payoff. Breaking ball just a bit high, and everyone in the Pelicans freezes in disbelief. Three straight walks.
If that misses by that much on the left or right side, I think that's strike three. Up and down, he's been pretty consistent. Benjamin draws a walk, bases juiced for Robert Lopez.
Well, the only thing you can't have here is a ground ball. Lynchburg needing some insurance runs. They lead 2-0. And Lopez takes a healthy hack for strike one.
Two hits today for Lopez. Two singles in the fourth and seventh.
Churio over at third. Hanau at second. Benjamin at first. The 0-1. Payne at the corner. Strike two.
Good pitch from Pichardo there to paint the inside, get ahead of Lopez. He'll take his time out.
Pichardo not messing around here. The 0-2 went right after him. Lopez chased a breaking ball downstairs for out number two. As Pichardo, he might be able to work his way out of this, but Tommy Hawk, he's got two base hits on the night. He's put everything in play. He's got other ideas.
This is where the Hillcats need to change the narrative as of late. They were in this exact spot in game one. Bases loaded. Two outs in the inning. The game was tied, I believe, at that point. They weren't able to come up with anything. Tommy Hawk looks to change it.
You know, I talked to Jordan Smith last season about this very same thing because they were having the same problems that we're seeing right now. And the diagnosis was, young guys in these situations, they want to be the hero.
Try to do too much.
You don't have to change your approach. The 0-1 fought off foul, and now Lynchburg down to their final strike here in the bottom half of the eighth inning after things were looking promising. Once again, bases loaded. Two down. Tommy Hawk watches it bounce in front of home plate.
That's two runs now Carter Trice has saved it. Home plate.
Just in this inning alone. Everybody will be off on contact. This will be a great time for Hawk to plug the gap. The 1-2. Liner over toward left field. Gariola on his horse, ranging toward the wall, and he's out of room as he lands on top of the fencing. Looks a little bit winded as he waits for his hat to be recollected.
Hawk loves to go the other way. He almost steps out of the box on his swing on his finish. Got a lot of slap to his swing, like I said earlier. That one is hit with some power and pace, just out of play. Hawk seeing him well.
If he could pull it in the right center field gap, he could run for hours.
Yeah.
There's so much room. Just missed. 2-2.
Speed everywhere you turn. Cheerio, Hanau, Benjamin, Hawk at the plate.
Here's the 2-2 in a moment as the catcher Trice calls time to get on the same page. This is an important pitch. The 2-2. Inside, full count. We're going to have action here, I can guarantee it. Bases loaded, two down, bottom of the eighth inning. Lynchburg up 2-0. Full count on Tommy Hawk, nowhere to put him. Pichardo comes set. Now he fires. Runners break, and it's called ball four. A bases loaded walk to Tommy Hawk. Drives home a run. Four walks in the inning for Pichardo. As Luis Durango will step in, and out comes Buddy Bailey. He's going to make a move to the pen. We'll step aside and meet the new arm when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It'll be Nico Zeglin, the right-hander, 6'4", 200 from Walnut Creek, California. If you're from Ohio, Walnut Creek is Amish country, but not in California. It's baseball country. He's 24 years old, a free agent signee back in 2024. So just earlier this season, the right-hander just added to the roster on the 23rd of April as he will take over on the mound for Starlin Pichardo. Want to close the book on Pichardo? As we take a look at his numbers, he went two-thirds of an inning. Only one run so far, four walks, one strikeout. Bases loaded, two down. Luis Durango at the plate. Lynchburg ahead, 3-0. First pitch floats in there for a called strike at 77. Quite a change of pace. You're sitting dead right on a fastball. You're not expecting something 77. Hold the string again, and ahead of Durango, 0-2. Zeglin kicks, fires, wide. One ball, two strikes.
Three straight pitches, none of them over 80 miles an hour.
He's just floating them in there. As the right-hander delivers. Went with the fastball, and Durango couldn't catch up to it. He lulled him to sleep and ends the inning and leaves the bases loaded. Lynchburg tacks on a much-needed insurance run. We head to the ninth. The Hillcats leading it 3-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection
check Lynchburg first.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Harlow is pulled. He goes two innings, only giving up the one hit, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. 19 strikeouts total in the ballgame for Lynchburg. It'll be Robert Weigelnick who takes over on the mound for Lynchburg. He pitched just a couple nights ago on Tuesday night. He pitched pretty well, carried it to extra innings for the Hillcats. As Connor, you want to meet the new pitcher?
Weigelnick, he's gone 2 2/3 inning. He's the only Hillcat left on the roster who has yet to give up an earned run. His ERA sits at 0 as he joined the team just a little while ago. He's the most recent addition to the Hillcats. Luckily, he'll have the bottom of the lineup to work with. Drew Bowser, the first to meet him, who's 0-5 with 5 strikeouts so far this series. Then it flips back over to the top, where things could get interesting here in Lynchburg.
Weigelnick comes set, now fires, and it's lined into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Tommy Hawk will cut it off. And Myrtle Beach gets their leadoff runner aboard here in the ninth inning, and that's exactly what Lynchburg could not afford to have happen with the top of the order coming to the plate.
Definitely the most high-stressed situation that Weigelnick has been faced with in his short Lynchburg tenure, as Bowser comes up with a big base hit for the Pelicans.
Alexis Hernandez will bat now, as Christian Hernandez was removed from the game. That goes all the way to the backstop for a wild pitch, allowing Bowser into scoring position. Christian Hernandez was ejected for arguing balls and strikes with the home plate umpire. He struck out looking. It was the final strikeout of Matt Wilkinson's 15 in the sixth, and he got the heave-ho and was sent home. The 1-0. That finds the zone, 1-1. Now Weigelnick, you don't want him to find much more trouble than what he's in right now.
The Bowser single, just his fourth in 41 ABs. But it came at a great time at the top of the lineup up.
The 1-1. High and wide, two balls and a strike. Weigelnick, the Fort Myers, Florida native from FAU. He delivers. Another breaking ball down and away. Three balls and a strike. Former Hillcats athletic trainer Andrew Coleman was part of the strength and conditioning staff down there when Weigelnick was a student. And now they're both in the same organization. Full count as Hernandez swung through it. Coleman up in Lake County right now doing strength and conditioning. I said athletic trainer the first time, didn't I? Strength and conditioning coach. The payoff delivery. Got him! It's a big first out as Alexis Hernandez is retired. That's the 20th strikeout of the ball game for Hillcats pitching.
I can confidently say that's the most strikeouts for the staff in one game. Of course, Weigelnick's first out of his outing so far is a swinging strikeout, which is on par for what we've seen from the Hillcats.
17 was the previous high by the pitching staff. That was yesterday. First pitch missed down and away.
for ball one.
The Pelicans, they do lead the Carolina League in strikeouts so far this season.
Runner on second is Bowser. His run is inconsequential. 1-0 high and wide. 2-0. You don't want to flirt with trouble here. Just go right after him. Make him burn you. The 2-0. Popped up first base sign. Velasquez ranging toward foul territory. He crosses the line and makes the grab just before the cut of the grass for out number two. And now the Pelicans down to their final out, and it's Jacob Wetzel at the plate. He's been heroic a couple times in this series. He delivered the go-ahead run in the 10th inning on a triple. And then yesterday he had a triple in the third to put Myrtle Beach further in front. The base knock here would cut the deficit a little bit. As that missed out wide, maybe a little bit high, 1-0. Wetzel, the league leader in triples, has had one in each of the first two games, but he's yet to pick up a hit tonight. The 1-0. He fouls it off. 1-1.
Wagelnick just one pitch away from finding the first win of the series for Lynchburg, and if they were to complete it, it would be on the backs of some great pitching performances rather than the bats. Uncharacteristic for Lynchburg.
High and wide, two balls and a strike, as Wetzel with a good take at 95 from Wagelnick. You have to imagine, he probably wasn't necessarily expecting to get tossed back out here.
Yeah.
After pitching two nights ago. That's uncharacteristic in minor league baseball. Wagelnick fires. 2-2 as the Pelicans down to their final strike. Runner on second. Two down. Bowser single to open up the inning. You can hear the crowd urging Wagelnick for a strikeout. 2-2 to number 22. The right-hander pauses, breathes, and fires. Breaking ball! Timeout is called as a pitch clock violation has been issued against Wagelnick. He took a split second too long. It would have been a perfect pitch had it stood. We'll try it again. Now in a full count. Runner on second, Wagelnick brings his left foot forward and fires. Driven back up the middle. Churio charging, chest high grab, ball game. The Hillcats back in the win column. They dropped the first two of the series, but tonight a different story. Lynchburg wins it 3-0. We'll be back to recap it after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday, we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway, and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The final out has been recorded, and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first,
to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero. Here's Jason Prim.
3-0 the final from Lynchburg tonight. A two-hitter for the Hillcats as they did everything right this evening. And the Hillcat hero needs no introduction. We've talked about him all evening long. It's Matt Wilkinson, the tugboat. 6 innings of no-hit baseball, 15 strikeouts, and he was about as electric as possible. Now let's toss it down to Jackie Hagar for our post-game interview.
Fans, I'm here with Lynchburg Hillcats winning pitcher number 25, Tugboat. He had 6 scoreless innings, no hits, 15 strikeouts, and a walk. Now, every time you went up to the mound, what were you thinking?
I just get ahead, try and appeal with my stuff, with the best stuff I got, and then just let the rest do its thing. Worked out tonight.
And what were some pitches that really worked out for you to maintain that pitch control throughout every single inning?
Yeah, my fastball, I had the ability to throw it whenever I wanted, and you know the results showed tonight that I was able to throw that when I wanted to.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
That was Jackie Hagar with Matt Wilkinson, Tugboat, and you heard it right there, the fastball.
Yeah, it was a fastball all the way. The first inning, all we saw was fastballs. That's all he needed. He struck out the side in order, 1-2-3. The other stuff, it was pretty good, too. I mean, it wasn't just the fastball today for Wilkinson. That's what he led with. But every single thing he threw up there was unhittable for the Pelicans.
Well, recapping the box score, Lynchburg scored twice in the third inning. Tommy Hawk would double to open up the third inning. He'd swipe third, and then Luis Durango would drive him home with an RBI single. Then Durango, a two-base error on an overthrow at first base, would allow him to move into scoring position, and Christian Knapcheck would drive him home with an RBI single. That was more than enough for Lynchburg. They tack on another in the eighth with a bases-loaded walk to Tommy Hawk. But the story of the day was pitching. Wilkinson, 6 innings, no runs, no hits, 1 walk, 15 strikeouts. Josh Harlow, 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 4 Ks. And Robert Weigelnick, he had 1 strikeout in his 1 inning of work. As that is the story for the Hillcats. Tommy Hawk, he picked up 2 hits tonight, a double and an RBI along with a walk. And also picking up 2 hits this evening is Robert Lopez and Christian Knapcheck, each one of them having 2 hits in the box score this evening as well. Well, I'm going to step aside and I got to go run some box scores down and hopefully see what's going on in the clubhouse. Are they dousing Tugboat with water? Is he getting in the ocean like a typical tugboat should? We'll find out tomorrow on the broadcast, but Connor Young will take you the rest of the way. He'll give you a Carolina League recap and also preview tomorrow night's pitching matchup. Lynchburg 3, Myrtle Beach nothing. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today. We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
3-0, your final, Matt Wilkinson, with his second win of the season, 15 strikeouts for the Tugboat. As we take a look around the Carolina League schedule for April 25th, 2024. Our game here, the only one that has concluded, 3-0 your final, whereas everyone else still looking to put a finishing touch on their matchups around the Carolina League. Salem, they take on Carolina and Zebulon, middle nine of that game. The Red Sox, they lead 3-1, looking for their first win of the series against the Mudcats. Kannapolis and Charleston, they're in the middle of the seventh inning. Slower pace in Kannapolis today as the Cannonballers, they lead 7-4. 11 runs pushed across for both teams combined so far in Gannapolis. Final score here in Lynchburg, 3-0. Wilkinson charged with the win. Ruhano the loss. Weigelneck, he'll get the save. Or Fayetteville, they take on the Wood Ducks. Top nine there. Tie ball game. Extra innings could be on the ledger in Fayetteville for the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. 2-2 your score. Top nine for Delmarva as they take on Fredericksburg. The Frednats, they lead 2-0 in the top of the ninth inning in Delmarva. Fireflies and the Green Jackets. End of the seventh inning, 6-1, five-run lead for Augusta. They had a good start from Matt Ferris. 6-1, your score from Segra Park. Back here in Lynchburg, we've got another matchup tomorrow, same time. 6:30 for the first pitch, 6:10 to tune into the pregame show hosted by yours truly. We're going to have a pitching matchup of Marino Santi and Jackson Humphreys. Humphreys, one of the top prospects in the Guardian system so far this season. He's currently ranked at 13th out of 30 for the top prospects for Cleveland. Although his record 0-1 with an ERA of 13.40, the last time he pitched the Bank of the James Stadium, he didn't record a single out before being ushered out of the ballgame as he really struggled in his home opener. Looking to turn the tides here in his second start in the Hill City. Tune in for that and a whole lot more as the Hillcats look for back-to-back wins. The series 2-1. In favor of the Pelicans, but we've got a long way to go in this sixth gamer. Make sure you don't miss any of the action and tune in tomorrow. See how game four concludes. For today, 3-0. The Hillcats win. Matt Wilkinson, 15 strikeouts, second win of the season as Lynchburg improves back to an even 9-9 record. This has been Connor Young signing off from the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network from Lynchburg, Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians, the Elmore Sports Group, and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.